You're now tuned into the Hustlers Lounge podcast, hosted by King Mar.
That bitch is only in the party. What you doing, nigga, if you broke? What you mean, bitch, you don't smoke? Take a shot, do something. Young nigga getting money. Watch out for the serpent, niggas wanna get your money. Trap, trap. Nigga take risk and prosper. I got a loaded chopper. I got them dressed like a shotter. I got guns like the robbers. I'm a constant Gucci shopper. I'm in gold, you in copper. Big dog, big shopper. Big ol' bullets, bitch, man down. 25 still selling grams. Got my back when I'm in a jam. Only way that I'ma call you fam. I can't wait to pull up in the lamb. Oxycontin got me in a trance. Codeine mixed with the Xan. Plug help a nigga get them bands. Hit the pussy, she ain't have a chance. Now she keep calling my phone. If I don't answer, am I wrong? Bitch, I am not your man.
So like, where you from, man?
I'm from Atlanta. But it really got when I was really little, it really stoned out. Central Drive, stoned out, you know what I'm saying? East side. Over there by Memorial Drive. You know, it's street in Decatur.
Yeah, like how it is over that way, like for us the
It, you know, it's like working class neighborhood, whole bunch of apartments, you know what I'm saying? Whole bunch of Migos, whole bunch of black folks. You know, really black folks over there, but, you know, they got white folks in the cut that you'll never know. They're just the regular hood shit, regular Atlanta shit. Same shit going from the east side to the west side to the south side. Niggas dying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To this day, going to all my friends, you know what I'm saying, drug dealers, you know what I'm saying? I got friends doing good, though. I got friends who lawyers and goddamn, you know, trying to be doctors and shit. I got friends who, you know, do whatever, so, you know, regular shit.
Yeah, man. Like, what made you gravitate towards music? Like, how you started out in the game, man?
See, when I was little, my granddaddy back in the day, my family from Chicago. My mom is from Chicago and Milwaukee and shit. So back in the day, my granddaddy played saxophone. So he gave me a saxophone when I was little. You know what I'm saying? And I got in the band and shit. Like, I was in the band. Shit like that. So, I used to do music. Used to be rapping and shit like that. Freestyle battles and shit, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know. I stopped rapping, though, I tried to go to school. You know, I tried to do the regular thing, try to, you know what I'm saying, make it out the hood, you know, go to school, shit like that. But, you know, my folks ain't really had money when I was at college like that to keep helping me and shit. So, you know, I had to start getting it on my own and shit. And then my mama passed away April 15th last year. 2017. So once she passed away, I said, you know what I'm saying, I kind of couldn't focus on shit. So I just kind of had to start chasing my dreams. And music really the only thing where I could do it and not go crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like regular 9-to-5, can't do that, huh?
Yeah. So like, sorry to hear about that though, man. But like, that was the reason, like, you started in the game because your mom passing?
That was a year ago, so I've really been doing this shit for like about a year. So yeah, that's when I quit my job and I said, fuck it, I'm gonna do the music shit. I'm gonna put my all into this and I'm gonna blow with this shit.
That's what's up, man. Cause I listen to you, man, that paper, man, that shit hard, man.
Like, I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man, like how you came up with that, man? Like,
oh shit. When I first started doing the music shit, people were saying that, you know what I'm saying, you should write, you know, take your time, make the best music, woo, woo, woo. But, like, you know, I believe music is all about the feeling, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about, you know, fucking you talking about mumble rap and who got bars and all that. If you get caught up in that, then you get forgetting what music is all about. It's expression of your feelings. And when I made that paper, man, it's just like, you know what I'm saying, talking about me and all my niggas, man, how we had conversations, we was broke as fuck, we didn't have shit. You know what I'm saying? We talking about, man, we got to get it, bro. Fuck all these other, we got to do whatever it takes right now to get this shit. We came up and now we have, and now we take it. We're doing what the fuck we want to do. So it's really about, you know what I'm saying, we get so much paper, we doing the strip clubs, we doing, you know what I'm saying? Just me feeling proud of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And on Sex Life, I say, do you know how I feel tonight? Have nowhere to go? I do, because right before my mom passed away, you know, I was homeless as fuck, about 6 months. I ain't had nowhere to go. I was in school, I came back. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't got shit, you know what I'm saying? But me and my nigga, so, you know, we get so much paper now, you know I'm having them. I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I get it, man. That's what's up, man. Like, I want to ask you something, like, for you being in Atlanta, being from Atlanta, like, I know it's a lot of other people rapping. Like, how you stay relevant through all that when it's like a flood of music and on each side, you know what I'm saying? Because that's like the hub city now for the rap game. And it's like you in the middle of it, you know what I'm saying? So how you stand out? And how, like, you and your crew, like, how y'all, you know what I'm saying, maneuver through all that?
Tell you the truth, it's real simple. I feel the sauce because if I spill the sauce, it still don't matter. You know, everybody's trying to say, if you say I'm in Atlanta, right? You know, if you look at who really out right now in Atlanta, you got Lil Baby them, you got the Red Shine, and they going the fuck in, they going hard, you know what I'm saying? And everybody pretty much shining like that, shining like them, Domingos and them, you know what I'm saying? You know, my favorite person out in Atlanta is 2 Chainz, because that nigga, you know, he coming in with wittiness. He coming in, you know it's him. He coming in with his own flavor. So that's me. Like, I'm not trying to do all that auto-tune like everybody. You know, I got auto-tune out the hood, you know what I'm saying? But that's because I feel like I like to sing. I'm a musician. I like to get musical sometimes. But besides that, I don't like to do all my songs with that auto-tune. I don't like to keep doing the same thing everybody doing. You know, I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So that's really, I feel like if everybody could rap and sound like they self. And another thing is the influence of mine with that man, Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? Because that man, a long time ago, that man said, I was watching an interview, they said, how you stay relevant, man? How did you get this sound? He said, man, I do me because can't nobody do me like me. So that's what I do. I do Lino because can't nobody do Lino like me. I mean, the Red Deshaun could do him the best. And everybody could sound like him. Lil Baby could do him the best on the album. Everybody can sound like him, but can't nobody do Lino. So that's why every time I get in the booth, I freestyle on right. I just feel the music and I just do me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I can tell, like, you know what I'm saying? It's different. It's like you really saying some real shit, like on your verses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like some real shit, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just about, you know, popping bottles and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really speaking the truth, like, some real shit.
Well, hey, my favorite rapper growing up, like, Soulja Slim, Boosie, you know what I'm saying? UGK, Pimp C, you know, Wiz Op, you know, T.I., so I really fuck with that shit, that real shit, bro. Like, Boosie, like, that nigga Boosie that got me through so much shit, bro, growing up. Yeah. I feel like he taught me a lot of shit that I need to know in his music. So when I do my music, like, I'm not saying that all my shit gonna be spoken word, but, you know, I'm gonna keep it gangster, but, you know, it's gonna be telling stories, and I'm gonna say certain shit, you know, that I'm never just gonna be talking. I ain't just talking. I'm telling real shit, talking about real shit that I'm been through, real shit that you probably going through. And when we flex, we gonna flex too, and it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, it's relatable flexing, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not gonna be talking about no Maseratis and shit, like the inside of a Maserati, cause I ain't got that shit yet. You know, once I get there, I'm
going to
be talking about that.
Yeah, that's authentic, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real.
Yeah.
And people respect the real shit more than, you know what I'm saying? Because people going to eventually, like, know who you really is, you know what I'm saying? Through this day and age, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody life out there, if you want to put it out there. So, it's like, people see through the bullshit. And, you know what I'm saying? When I listen to the song and everything, I like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm feeling this, man. Like, it's different and it's real, you know what I'm saying?
That's 100, bro.
Appreciate that shit,
man, for sure. Appreciate that shit,
for real. I'm going to ask you something, man. Like, what's the craziest thing you seen on your grind?
Like, I say that my favorite shit that I like about this music is the crazy shit I be seeing. Motherfuckers be knowing my shit. Like, I might see somebody, one of my homies might come through and bring somebody. And they'll be like, hey, bro, your name Lino? I'll be like, yeah. They'll be like, bro, you made this song 3 years ago. Ooh, name Liar. I'll be like, yeah, what the fuck? Now you know about that? Bro, that shit, well, that was my favorite song. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
That's
my
favorite shit. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Like, it'd been time where I finna got down quick, bro. It'd been time where I finna out. Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Waking up, ain't got nowhere to go. Shit like that. Ooh. But motherfucker might call my phone, ooh, I get on the grind. Come up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every time, So God is the God, really. God will look out for me. So it's been a lot of crazy shit, though, but, you know, I'm the type of person, I really speak past the crazy shit. I'm too focused on just trying to be successful right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you independent, right? Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I'm independent. I do all this shit myself.
Yeah. So you got your own label, or you just, you know what I'm saying?
I got a label, but I'm not signed to myself yet. I'm independent all the way. I own a label though, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel.
That's just when I need it.
I feel. That's what's up, man. So like, what you got in store for the people, man? For the fans and everything. Like, what you working?
I got a couple. I'm working on some shit. I just dropped my first tape, Lino Iverson. It's on Spinrilla, hosted by DJ Plug and my boy DJ Designer Kid, and you know, that's cool. I got that's also on Apple Music and Spinrilla title, all that. I got a couple of videos. I dropped the first video to that. Was my first video ever, Burberry. That's on YouTube, and then I dropped another video right after that called Right, and another video right after that I just dropped a couple of days ago called Out the Hood. You know what I'm saying?
I checked out some of it, man. I ain't really have time, cause you know what I'm saying, like. But I'm gonna check it all out. But man, like your whole style is different, man. It's like you grab people's attention and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
appreciate it, my brother.
Like, how you be coming up with that shit? Like, you be directing your own videos, or you got a crew or something?
That Out the Hood video was a vision. Like, the apartments, if you go look at the video, it's a whole bunch of boarded apartments on there. Like, that's where I used to stay. Me and my mom used to stay there. It's on Central Drive, like I said. And, you know, that house got broken into one time, 5 times in 1 week. It got broken to, you know what I'm saying? On Friday, the fifth time they broke in my house, I walked in. I'm a little nigga. It's Friday. I'm happy to be out of school, happy to be with my mom. You know, it's Friday. I run in the house, a motherfucking burglar in that motherfucker. You know, the nigga dropped, you know, he broke the table, dropping shit. He hurried up, tried to start moving. My mom said, get the fuck out. You know, shit was just crazy over there. So, it's a lot of memories over there, though.
Yeah,
so,
I've
been.
I think I looked at that one, too, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the whole scenery was just, you know what I'm saying? I feel you. That's what's
up, man. I had a vision in my head. And I talked to my boy Seven, who made it happen. I got two video directors, Casey, best friend Casey, and Shot by Seven. You know, fuck with them. They up and coming out of Atlanta. But I got a lot coming, bro. I just shot another video the other day. Shoot some more shit next week. I'm just working, bro. I ain't got shit to do but work, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I respect that, man. That's all, you know what I'm saying? We as men, that's about basically all we can do, you feel me? Is keep grinding and trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see you, man.
As far as the label, I'm trying to fuck with a label, you know, if the right label comes talking. A lot of niggas come on, they want to sign. I feel like that's necessary to get your name out there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you feel like, for that, you feel like you got to get to a certain, you got to build your name up to a certain spot. Because I hear about a lot of people going, like, they have, like, one good hit and they'll sign. And then they kind of find out they ain't got no real fan base, so they end up like a one-hit wonder. You know,
My thing is though that a lot of them folks who talk about that shit, they ain't got faith. I believe in myself. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like a lot of these folks. I'm better than a lot of these folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to toot my own horn, but like you know what I'm saying? I believe in my shit, man. I grew up really, really, really fucking with James Brown. Really, really, really fucking with Mike Jack. Really, really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe in my heart. It's a little videos of me being a little kid talking about I'm going to do this shit. So this is not no coincidence. It's not no mistake. The people who I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? The people, I know I'm a blow. So I'm not really worried about getting caught up in a label or getting caught up in none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not going to be willy-nilly signing any old deal. You don't get that twisted. I just know that if somebody sees the grind and all the shit that I'm accomplishing by myself, and you know, they got to me, they're helping me do it on a bigger scale, then, you know what I'm saying, if we can help each other out, I'm fucking with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you on that.
A lot of these artists getting signed and they weak as a bitch. That's why they, you know, they really
yeah,
suck. That's why,
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For real.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, shit, this the first... You're the first person ever hit me up for an interview, bro. So goddamn, You know, I have folks hit me up, but I ain't never followed through with it. This is the first week when it may happen with stuff. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, bro. You know, I'm rocking with you. You know, I appreciate you peeping what's going on.
Yeah, man. It's like, I'm trying to get the next, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be watching, man. It's like, I kind of got an eye for that shit. And when I ran across you, man, like I know you don't know me from anybody, but I feel like, man, real gonna recognize real, like, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get your story, and you trying to let the people know your story, you feel me? So,
yes.
That's, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I just be reaching out, man, you feel me, like, and I'm willing to work, you know what I'm saying, and I appreciate the time and everything, man, and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Like you said, bro, we gotta work together, shit. I ain't got an ounce of hate in my body, but I ain't with that hating shit. A lot of these folks be with that clout chasing and hating. Motherfuckers will do an interview for the source, but won't do an interview for they, you know what I'm saying, for their homie trying to get on, so.
Hey, man, before I wrap this up, man, let everybody know where they can follow you at. Like, find you, your social media and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, I'm on Instagram, at the number one, LEANO. Again, that's Instagram, that's @ the number one, LEANO, @1Leano. And it's Leano because I used to be on that lean like a wino. But I was on that lean. I'm a Leano. That was going on.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? And anytime you want to come back, man, get some shit off your chest or damn mixtape release, album release, you always welcome, dog. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
Yeah. Make sure y'all go check out Delfino Iverson. It's on Apple Music, on Tidal, on Spin River, all that.
All right, man. Hey, man, hold it down, man, and stay up, man.
For sure, bro. Be safe out there.
All right, man.
Subscribe now on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Pocket Cast.